Sanchez Bob.
Hey everybody, this is the captain. How you doing?
Hey captain. He's the captain of your heart.
Minus Tennille. Yes.
That's what he's yeah, it's Miles Dragon.
Mm-hmm. Miles Dragon, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or Miles and Drag. Yeah.
It could be either way.
So. Hey, happy Star Wars Day.
Yeah, may the 4th be with you. How did you celebrate Star Wars Day?
You know, I didn't really.
I was going to say, I just read everybody writing crap down, that's all.
I had good intentions on doing stuff, but yeah. I was like, nah.
Well, I blew up a Death Star, but that's just me, so.
And his lips are tired, let me tell you that. I'm almost done.
Misa! Yeah, no.
There's a tiny hole that you have to put your lips on right here.
That sounds like something you'd say at the movies or something. I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
No, I didn't do anything either. It was all over and so forth. But, you know, it was a big, big weekend. I know you had a big weekend anyway. But,
right.
You know, yesterday, the Saturday was Free Comic Book Day.
Right.
And I know you partook this year again.
As did I.
So, yeah. But actually, first order of business, I promised this week that I would do something, and I had to report in on it, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
You remember what that was, Miles?
Yes, but I don't want to spoil it for everyone listening. So why don't you go ahead and cue it up?
I did remember it was our anniversary, honey, but I just didn't want to spoil it for you.
So go out and buy yourself something pretty.
Yeah,
okay?
That's right. So here's a 20.
Here's a 20. Go ahead and
go crazy. Get some flowers or something.
Yeah.
Casey's Pizza, remember?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Now the realization.
Yes.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Wow. It's all right.
Nothing. I'll tell you. Okay, so I go. I said, you know, I'm gonna get this Casey's Pizza, and I think it was Tuesday. It worked out to where that probably was a good option, right? The Casey's Pizza.
Yeah.
And I had a coupon, which is another bonus.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did not get the meat normus. I got two mediums for whatever it was, you know, $12.99 or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I got one cheese and one pepperoni.
Okay.
So I call it in, and they seem surprised that anybody was calling on the phone, number one. Oh,
you want a prize.
You want to order a pizza?
Let me get a pen.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Exactly. That's the way it was.
Really? For real? You want a pizza for
real? You want a pizza? A whole
wow.
I got this, I got a coupon. Really?
How where'd you get it?
Yeah, what online? It was on the website. Really? Website?
Where on the computer?
Yeah, on the computer, exactly.
Oh my god.
So that was like, alright, this is not gonna be the best. But
yeah.
So I order it and so I wait a little bit. It said, it'll be about 20 minutes.
Right.
So I wait, and then I go to pick it up. Well, I think they forgot about it until I got there. Because, it's not done yet, sir. And then he quickly goes and makes a pizza.
Yeah, one guy's doing everything. I'm pumping the gas.
No, they had like six people there.
They're all bullshit.
I'm not kidding you. I counted all of them. I said, I'm like, okay, no problem. You know, I'll wait.
And all their cell phones doing Twitter probably.
Yeah,
you're
I counted the people. There was two ladies working the register. There was three people back by the pizza sub area.
Yeah.
And there was a guy in this, like, looked like a one-holer bathroom office that they had there.
Yeah.
Some old guy who kept looking at me like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
And I kind of wandered around a little bit and waited. And I swear it took like 20 minutes for me to get this goddamn pizza because the guy didn't even put it in. I don't know if he thought I was pranking him or what. So I had my kids with me and they didn't want to come in. They were waiting in the car. So I went back out to the car for a while and sat with them. And I come back in, you know, not ready yet, and I'm looking, and everybody's very nice and polite and said, can I help you? I said, I'm just waiting on this pizza. And the guy goes, oh, the one's done, but the other one's coming. And while he's saying that, he has a paper towel, and he's blotting one of my pizzas with a paper towel on top.
Yuck. Oh, it's just about done, sir.
Yeah.
I'm putting the special flavoring on it right now.
I know. I'm like, that's my pizza, and he's blotting it with a paper towel, like to get the grease off or something. I don't know what he's doing.
I was manscaping earlier.
Yeah, no kidding. I got hair
and
everywhere.
Just in case anything fell on there, I'm just doing this, all right?
Yeah, and the dude looked like, you remember
Rich
the
Grillabum?
No, not
It matches pizza face.
No, an Office Space, you remember the guy with the O face?
Yeah, yeah.
That guy. He looked like that guy.
Oh, man.
What's his name? Steve or whatever. He's like,
I don't remember.
Did you get the O face? That's that guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, why am I doing this? So I get them.
Yeah.
And I take them home, and we're going to eat them. I didn't tell anybody about the paper towel incident.
Good idea. Yeah. Excellent idea.
So anybody listens to this in my house, they'll find out this dude was blotting it with a paper towel. So anyway. So
well, your kids listen to the show?
No, definitely not.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Good. I curse quite a bit of this show.
No, I don't. They don't listen to the show.
Okay, good.
My
okay.
wife may. I have no idea. So.
Yeah.
She may just spy on me. Who knows? So, yeah. But anyway.
What did I put in my mouth? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So, we get home, and the girls, my wife and my daughter, loved it. My son would not eat it. But that he didn't have any idea about anything. He just would not eat it. So
his spider sense was going off. No, thank you. Pass.
I ate a couple pieces.
Of cheese or pepperoni?
I actually ate the pepperoni.
Yeah. Who like cheese? Does your kids?
Yeah, the kids like cheese normally, so.
Yeah.
So anyway, and my wife's like, oh, I love it. This is great. My daughter's mm-hmm. like, oh, this is fantastic. And I'm like, yeah, it's all right, you know. It's kind of chewy. Chewy-ish, yeah. Little chewy crust. After he blotted it, it wasn't too greasy, I guess.
Reconstituted paper, you know, it's all
right, yeah,
recycled paper basically.
Yeah, and so I wouldn't say that I let me put it this way, I'm not really wanting to get it again, but
so
other
we're saying
might.
It was okay, it was all right,
it was all right in a pinch, you know, but yeah. You know, I'm not gonna raise my hand and say that's where I want to go.
Now, you did not get the vegetarian like your new girlfriend was talking you
into
there?
No, I didn't get the vegetarian one, no.
Yeah.
No, I got the meat and the cheese, so.
What Mary Mode was talking you into there?
No.
You
know, So, sorry, man. I'm really, it's actually confirming my fears with the pizza, like that you like it so much that it's just got to be fluky. So
yeah, see, that's everything though. Everything I like is like, oh.
So I
like
apologize. Yeah, but my wife liked it. So
yeah,
you know.
There you go.
There you go.
So you'll be having it again. So there you go.
We may. I don't think that I will be having it again. I may be picking it up again, but I may not be eating.
Wait, did you get mediums?
Yes, mediums. Yes.
Oh, okay. So I was going to ask you for your box tops coupons there. And
oh, and the large ones are already gone, whatever they were. So
yeah, the large, you collect 10 of the largest and you get a free one.
Oh, really? I had no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know why I would want to do that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. They probably get like maxi pads out to blot the large ones. I'm just guessing.
You think?
Yeah, it could be.
Oh, that's kind of gross.
Yeah, out of the women's bathroom, they go.
Yeah, I might go over there tonight and just ask them if our guys do this, because I know
these
people really well.
Hey, Chuck, here's a roll of dimes. Go in and empty out the machine in there so we can blot some pizzas tonight.
It'd be fun if he had like a rag and he was like, you know, like doing it on his forehead, like covers the sweat, and then he was using the same thing.
Yeah, that would be funny. Thank you. Nice.
He wiped his hands with it. Oh, I've got none in the shitter there, and I'm going to...
Yeah, I was just like,
A lot. It's just about done. I'm putting special flavor on it right now.
Yeah, it's like they were just shocked that anybody would order anything. It's, I don't know. So,
well, his machines are really clean. Yeah, we don't even use them.
We don't know how to use them, exactly. I'm just like,
hold on, we're reading the manual on how to make this here.
I'm just like, ugh, I'm not feeling so good right now. Ugh.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my Casey's experience in the report. And the other one was Free Comic Book Day. I had a fantastic Free Comic Book Day. I got all kinds of free stuff.
You got a lot of swag.
Well, we get that. My son and I, for the last 3 years, the place that we go to, they hand out a goodie box to the first, like, it started out as the first 20 people in line.
Yeah.
And now they've expanded it. It's like they give out 50 of these things now. And they're all goodie boxes. And then you saw, like, with the free comics, you saw what all we got. And so, I mean, it's like a pizza box with, usually you get a T-shirt or something like that, and you get a figure, and then he got a card game, and he got a couple packs of, like, Pokemon things and all that stuff. Right,
cool.
And then there's usually, like, about 5 or 6 things in there of, you know, I mean, it's probably worth $20 if you had to pay for it, you know, maybe more.
Right.
With the T-shirts, maybe more, you know. A T-shirt's probably $15 on its own.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we've been going early enough to where we get a box every year, so.
I saw people had, like, some chairs out there, like, out in
the... Oh, yeah, they spend that one, the I don't know if they spend the night, but they're there really early, so they hang out and...
Now, how are you getting pictures of, like, total strangers? Because it looks like you're just, like, you know...
I just hold my phone up and take a picture. Why? What
no
do you
one
mean?
No one thinks that's kind of creepy, like, wow, this fat guy.
No, everybody's taking pictures. I'm probably in some pictures somewhere. And then
I don't know, this seems weird, like some guys.
I usually take a picture of the line, and then if there's anybody in costume, I take their picture. And then this year we had roller derby girls, and so I took some pictures of them. You know, they were a little rough, but...
right.
Wonder Woman was kind of cute, but the other ones were kind of...
Wait. I didn't see no Wonder Woman.
Was a roller derby girl. She was turned, but she had a cape on with some stars.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, she had a Wonder Woman outfit on, but when she went by me with her roller skates, she was, like, slaloming in these cones they had out.
Yeah.
And I didn't get the front. I got the back, but, you know.
That's all right.
So, yeah. No, she was kind of cute. And then the other ones, though, are a little more, you know. They look like they've been roller derbying for a while. You know what I mean?
It took
a few over the rail and stuff like that.
A lot of padding.
Very nice ladies, though, came through and, you know, talked to everybody and so forth. And then they had the heart, they're called the Heartbreakers.
Yeah.
And they had the heart guy, you know. And then they had this other dude that was with him who was very, very odd looking.
He had a heart on.
I didn't get a picture of him, but he was...
Bumblebee guy?
Do you remember Conan the Destroyer? You remember that movie, Conan the Destroyer?
Yeah, I think so.
Remember the little thief guy who had the knives? Yeah,
he
looked a little bit like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of odd. You know, kind of pseudo-special, but not quite, you know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, he was a fan, I guess. I don't know. But probably one of the more interesting people in line there, we only had one dress-up guy... and he dressed up like Arthur, the Tick sidekick from, you know, the Tick, the comic book, and so forth.
The moth guy.
So we have one guy dressed up. Yeah, in other years we've had many more people dress up in line. We had a couple of little kids dressed up. I did not take their picture, so I did draw a line there. So
yeah, it would be a little creepy.
Yeah, we had a little Captain America and a little Teen Titan girl, and so.
Yeah.
But now we were the 12th in line, and you know, we got a box, and my son was extremely happy, and So, and then I bought him Adventure Time stuff because that's what he wanted. So
yeah, well, that's cool.
Yeah, we had a good time. But the weird part was about three people up from where we were was this one dude, and I listened to him talk. So, well, it wasn't the guy, but do you remember in college there was a dude named Gerald that was in our class?
Yeah.
He looked like Gerald from college.
No, that's the guy who wrote like the Star Trek script.
Yeah, he wrote all the Star Trek fan fiction. I'm writing Star Trek fan fiction. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So this dude looked just like Gerald, but I heard him talk and it wasn't Gerald unless he got like his voice fixed or something. But, this guy is like, oh my God, if that's Gerald, I'm just going to freak out, you know?
Yeah.
Because he kind of looked like him and he kind of act like him, you know, he kind of had the weird mannerisms and so forth. And
right.
Gerald used to walk around and he basically never seemed to go to class. But he would always be somewhere reading a book.
Yeah.
And then he would always want to be going to office hours for the teacher because he never went to class.
You'd
see him in the offices waiting for a teacher because like he'd failed to go to class all semester or something. He was trying to get out of it. I've been writing the Star Trek fan fiction.
Yeah,
Gerald. I was like, oh my God, it's Gerald.
Yeah.
It wasn't. So we had a great time though. We had a great great comic book day. You guys went as well, I see, on your pictures, so what happened to you guys? Did you do anything? Did you get yelled at, chastised this year again? Or?
No, it was a little more laid back this year. It was very subdued.
Oh, by the way, we each got three comics, just to tell you.
What's that?
We each got three comics. Three.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. There was about a dozen to choose from, I suppose, but I didn't pick any.
Oh, really? You didn't pick any? I got...
No, there was some, like, Archie and stuff like that. I go, yeah, you know, I don't know who reads Archie. I can't think of anyone that would read Archie.
Really?
But I don't...
I almost got the Archie because Archie's going to die soon, so...
Well, yeah, he should have died about 30 years ago.
Well, true enough, but I got the Tick. I did pick out my comics. I got the Tick, I got a Buck Rogers.
Yeah.
And then I got Les Miserables for my daughter because they had a manga version of Les Mis.
Yeah,
and I thought she'd like that, and then my son got what he wanted to get, and but you last year you got chastised, and you only got to pick two, I think. So
it was a lot different this year, but
we had more than a dozen. I swear we probably had. I thought we had more than a dozen titles to choose from. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't really recognize a lot of them. Like, I just don't. Like, I recognize Archie because, like, my grandma used to have, like, these old comics, you know, in her upstairs or in her haunted house she lived in. And
last year, I got a Walking Dead one for my wife.
Yeah, there was a Walking Dead because it was talking about Michonne, like, how Michonne got her, like, walkers and stuff like that.
Right,
But, yeah, that was not this year. No, actually, I had to rush through because I had to go to Illinois this weekend.
Oh, they had to go to the bathroom. Usually that's what you do.
I had to go to pick up an automobile this weekend.
What? Not the boat?
I didn't want to bring this up.
Not
but
the
then,
plane? Automobile?
You know that I am a loser. I've made some horrible, horrible financial decisions in my life, as you know.
Yeah, and, I do know, yeah.
And, you know, my dad, he's a wonderful gentleman. He said, Miles, you know that voice you love to hear from my dad.
Miles, you need a car.
And he goes, I'm going to trade in my car and you can have it again. Again.
Again? What, did you have it before?
Well, no, this is like the second one I've got.
Oh, you got one? Okay, yeah, you've got one. You got
I'm
one
such a loser,
cars,
yeah, I'm a loser.
Car. So you got to take him your car?
No. He's just like, I'm just going to go out and buy one. He goes, I'm not going to use mine for a trade-in. You're just
going to... Oh, okay. You just come and get it.
Because the two I have are like pieces of shit, you know? I mean, they're right.
So your dad gave you another car?
Yeah.
And you used to give me such shit whenever my father-in-law gave me a car.
I know.
You gave me so much shit whenever he gave me a car.
I owe you a huge apology, okay? This is not going to happen very often on the show, but I'm going to apologize right now to Papa Matt.
The reason he gave me the car was because our other one burned up in his driveway, so...
Yeah, Well, I've been having issues with the last one they gave me, as you know, if you follow Facebook.
Right, well, you got all those Krugerrands in there messing up the works.
Yeah, the Polish National Treasure and all that. And but no, the two cars I have, okay, I've got to go take, this four-hour trip to Chicago to get this, right? And, I pick, the most mechanically able vehicle of the tune. But I know it's got, some balding tires on it.
Jack Benimble, Jack Be Quick. Oh.
I'm like, we'll just take the Ford Giblet.
Take the Giblet. Well, I'll probably get in trouble for saying this, but your wife drives like a maniac. I just want to say that. So I have ridden with your wife. It's no wonder the tires are bald because she takes every corner at 60. So.
I'm getting to that, yeah. it's at my sister's house, right? So we have to go to my sister's. And, on the way there, the car, I guess they've raised the speed limit now on the highways.
Oh, really?
70.
Oh, you can go 70 up north. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Right? But I was doing 65 on the way there because at 60, the car's got a shimmy. It's starting to shimmy, and I figure it's probably the tires. I'm like, oh, shit, I don't want to really. So I'm doing 65.
You're driving down the road. If you go past 65, you look like Boss Nass from episode one there, yeah.
Yeah, I look like Michael J. Fox. And so we get up there, we spend the night, which is fine, and stuff like that, and.
Did you sleep on your back so nobody would get you in the night?
Did I what?
At your sister's house, they're notorious for getting you while you're sleeping.
I was a little scared because we had gone out to dinner that night, and my brother-in-law had a few, and he's driving around with the windows down. He's like, "Oh, that girl over there is a cunt. There's a cocksucker over there."
They have any locks for their bathrooms yet?
No.
No? Still?
No. No.
That's what bothered me when I was there. It was I'm trying to take a dump and the door won't lock. And I'm like,
My wife used it. And she's like, "This won't flush." I'm like, "Oh, I don't even want to go in there."
That's nice.
I do not want to go in there.
Yeah.
So now I've been very paranoid about this whole deal because, the title is in the mail. I don't have the title for this vehicle, right?
Right. Yeah, your dad's going to call it in stolen any day now.
And there's no plates on it.
Oh, even better.
And
don't worry about it, Miles. It's okay.
Everyone I talk to is like, "Oh, don't worry. You can't get arrested for this.
Put this post-it note in the back window. You'll be fine."
Yeah, so I guess I get the vibe that they've done this, that there's something on there. I'm like, so there's something on. It's all legal.
Oh, it's all fine. Just don't worry about it, Miles.
And I'm like, okay, so I come.
Those bloodstains will come right out. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, right. So I come.
Damn, why are there bullet holes in the side of this car? Don't worry about that. I parked in a bad neighborhood. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's got some dings. It's a very when it was new. This was a very nice vehicle, but it's got some dings on it now. It's about 100,000 miles.
Is it a Cadillac?
What's that?
Is it a Cadillac?
It's not a Lincoln or a Cadillac. I will assure you.
I know
that,
your parents had a Cadillac for a while. So.
They still do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They didn't give you the Cadillac. They gave you the shit car.
Wow, look at mine now. They ain't that crazy. They're crazy.
I'm just asking.
And no, God bless them. Very nice car again, but
I give them the Mercury, not the Cadillac. Give them Mercury.
Give them this one, but no. So I made a deal. I'll be a gentleman. I go to my wife. I said, you can drive this. And I will drive the Ford Giblet.
Yeah.
And
So no vans, no vans anymore. You got rid of all the vans.
No, this is a van actually.
Oh, okay.
And So we make, we kind of say, okay, let's follow each other fairly closely, and let's just stop at the first rest area and make sure everything's okay.
I'm missing a colostomy bag somewhere in that car. Just in case you find it.
Yeah.
I can't remember if it's full or not. Yes.
Yeah, I'm finding all this gambling stuff in there with my mom's gambling card. And
my lucky numbers.
Oh, my God. So, we have a pretty good understanding of, what's going to happen, who's going to do what.
I'm going to take one license plate off of our car and put it on this car.
I almost did. I almost popped off the plates off my old van and put them on this. I thought that's super illegal, though.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you get caught, yeah.
Because I was so paranoid about this whole thing, getting this thing back. Because, I mean, it's like 4 hours back to my house, you know?
Yeah,
like,
no kidding, yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, your wife blew you away. You're lost on the highway.
How do you explain to the cops, like, oh, it's really mine?
It's really my father's. He gave it to me, and he said it was okay.
Because, I watch cops a lot. You know, I was like, oh, this isn't my pot. This is Bob Lament's pot.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So it'd be like that, you know. So we take off, and, you know, you got to go through country roads first, and you eventually get on the interstate, right?
Right, yeah.
Immediately we have to stop. I'm like, what's this?
Bathroom.
This was not a planned stop. So I'm thinking, okay, it's a bathroom break or something. Like, what's it? And my wife's like, let me go through the CDs. I want a CD.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Are you serious?
I'm like, you know, all this, your mom and dad, oh, she goes, your mom and dad left some, like, bluegrass spiritual stuff in here. She goes, I can't listen to this. I'm like, okay.
Gotta have, oh, my God.
And I said, okay. And so we finally get on the road.
Turn the radio on, for Christ's sake. Come on.
Well, she did, but she was not content with the, the Captain's Neil and all, everything else that was playing today, Barry Manilow and all that stuff that, you know, they play out there.
You light up my life.
No, that wasn't on there, no.
No W.
He used to call me Angel Face.
Oh, nice.
You know that one? So,
no,
okay,
I don't know
so
that
get
one.
Going. And next thing I know, I'm out of sight of my wife's car.
Because she took off on you, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's a lead foot. Total lead foot.
And I'm going. I'm like, you know, this wasn't really part of the plan, but I guess, you know, whatever. You know, and I see a car over the shoulder. Now she's pulled over the shoulder, like, waiting for me to catch up.
Yeah. She's like,
I can see her in the distance, and she sees me, and she pulls back in.
Right.
And gets in traffic again. And once again, gone.
Vroom. Yeah, this car's fast. Thanks, honey.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I'm doing like 65, 70. I'm like, at some point, like, she's just out of sight completely. I'm like, okay.
Again.
I'm kind of upset, I'll be honest. I'm upset.
Yeah, no. Well, you say, keep me in the rearview mirror, and then, boom,
yeah.
Gone.
You know, it was pretty much a simple, very simple understanding, I think, of what was going to happen. So we go to the rest area. You know, first I don't see her. I'm like, well, maybe she just, you know, didn't follow directions and went
in that area. And she took away your cell phone, so.
Yeah, I have no cell phone. I'm pretty much by myself. I could be roofly end and have date rapes or whatever could happen to me. And,
yeah.
And I find her there, and, she's like, oh, hey, Grandpa, you got to catch up, you know.
Yeah, no kidding, yeah.
I'm like, you know, I don't know if you noticed the bald tires on this piece of shit that I'm driving, but, you know. Okay. Yeah. So next thing you know, we're doing like 60 all the way home now. It's like, oh, my God. You know.
You went 60? She stayed and went 60?
Yeah, suddenly, you know, it's like, okay, well, now I guess I'll do the speed limit or, you know, it's like, or blow it, yeah.
Right.
I was not.
Oh, no! Hey! Watch out!
The number of rape.
Oh, my God.
I was not speeding.
This is an unauthorized phone call. Please grab the line, please.
I don't believe that for one moment.
I'm sorry, the neighbor has like a police scanner. They can click it any time. I'm sorry. I apologize to the listening.
That's too funny.
So we have a little discussion when I get home.
Yeah, about, I think you need to keep your shit together is what it is. That's the discussion.
Yeah.
You don't be telling me what to do, mister.
Who's lying? I go, you know, obviously you were speeding. No, I wasn't. You were going really slow.
Yeah, I can believe that, too.
So, I don't know. I really don't know who's telling you there.
I think it was probably both of you. I think she was speeding, and you were going real slow.
Yeah, I'm trying to enjoy Captain Tennille, and, you know.
Muskrat Sally.
You know, Charlie's doing, you know, Dom, comma,
Your Styx, Mr. Roboto.
The Vapors. The Vapors.
Tony Japanese. I think I'm Tony.
I want the doctor to take your picture.
I think so. Blah, 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 blah,
so we made it home. We did make it home. So thank you, Mom and Dad.
10 hours later.
No, surprisingly, we got there. Just in 2 hours, we were going so fast.
Yeah, no kidding. You should have just put a tow bar on the damn thing and let your wife drive home.
Gone.
Yeah, swing by the nearest U-Haul and get a car towing kit.
I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old. Maybe I just drive
slow. So what are you going to do with your car now?
We're having a debate about that right now. It's like, do we give it to Bob Lament? Do we not give it to Bob Lament?
I don't want your fucking car. I got two good cars. What do I want your car
for? I don't want your car.
I got two good cars. What do I want your car for?
I know. You're through with your crappy car face. I know that.
My wife wanted me to not do that. So
no, I think we're going to save it for my kids.
I like crappy cars, to be honest with you. I love them.
Just leaking a lot of fluids, the old one is.
Just like you. Got to wear a diaper.
Pretty much, yeah. It's like me. It leaks several fluids at once.
A lot of trips to the bathroom.
A lot of stuff going on. So there.
Can't get it up when you want it.
It's like a lawnmower. It just needs a few good tugs and, you know, you're ready to go. So... It's all right.
There you go.
It's like an old lawnmower.
Like an old lawnmower, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Oh, so you're thinking for the boys, you'll let them deal with it, huh?
Yeah, they're like, oh, we're going to paint flames on it, and it's going to look really kick-ass. And I'm like, I don't know about that.
I don't know if the Chevette can really handle the rock the flames too well.
Actually, we used to have two Chevettes. My mom and dad really slummed it up one time. They actually drove Chevettes in the 80s while. Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Like, they've always had a Cadillac, like, since 1977 or whatever it was. Yeah. 75 or something. They've always had, like, a brand new Cadillac, but just for a brief moment in time, they both drove Chevettes. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's weird.
They slummed it up, man. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, those were the rough years.
Those were when everybody was eating.
Yeah.
While there. That was whenever your sister was popping out the kids and they couldn't control her.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Well, wait, which kid, which sister?
All of them. They're all just getting...
Yeah, all of them, yeah.
It was like a Roman orgy at your house. It was terrible. Well,
maybe they'll give me their house next year. I don't know.
When they die, you're in the will.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you'll see the will, and you'll say, Miles Carr already has it. Miles Carr already.
Yeah,
has
I know. I'll be like, Miles, you stupid loser.
You get nothing.
You loser.
Drink fizzy lifty drink.
I know. I feel bad. I'm such a loser, but oh well.
Well, hey, you got a car now.
I got a car, so.
Yeah, no, the boys, I think, I'll tell you a quick story here. A friend, not a friend of mine as well, acquaintance.
Mark?
No, not Mark, is another guy's. They rigged up their windshield wiper fluid motor to pump alcohol inside the car into their mouths while they drove.
It doesn't seem right, man.
So they would pour the alcohol into the reservoir, and then they would hit the button, and it would squirt vodka in their mouth or whatever. They had these tubes inside the car. And I'm like, how do you clean the windshield? They're like, I just go by the gas station.
The and views like, expressed by Bob Lament do not necessarily.
And I said, what happens? I go, did you clean it out? And they're like, yeah, we put hot water in there.
Static radio is no way liable for anything voiced on Bob Lament.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, what the hell are you thinking?
Oh, my God.
It worked. I saw it work. I did not partake of the...
Bob, squirt this in your mouth.
Yeah, of the...
Okay, now try the vodka.
Tinted blue vodka that they were drinking.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's minty.
It's minty, yeah. Mm, it's got a little bit of antifreeze in there, yeah.
You got some methyl in this? What is that?
Yeah, nice. Yeah, these guys were not the brightest, so.
We're blind now. We're blind. 20 years later, we're blind.
No, they're probably like, you know, CEOs or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea what they got off.
About 35 years ago, we used to drink vodka and do that.
Yeah, so drinking and driving took on a whole new meaning there, so.
Oh, you want a hot pocket, Bob? We got it from the muffler.
Yeah, I'm heating it up on the manifold.
Mm.
So, yeah, your boys can do that as well. I would suggest cleaning out the system a little better than these guys did, but.
Yeah, that's how the wee bit dangerous.
Yeah. Well, that, and then they used to also hide weed down the vents. They would put it in a baggie and have a strain.
They're like the MacGyver of parties. Yeah.
So then they're
officer, we do not have anything to drink or no weed. We have none.
You can the little vent thing, you can use your thumb and flip it to direct it one way or the other.
Yeah.
Those things pop right out, or at least they did in this car they had. So they'd throw a bag of weed down there on a string and then they put the thing in and
once again, the views expressed on Bottleman do not necessarily represent the views of Static Radio.
And they would just catch the string on there, and they just pull the string out, and then
it's fishing for weed.
That's right. It's just like that game with the magnets and the pole. You know, like you're fishing. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I can tell my kids this. Yeah, I'll just tell.
No, I'm just saying. I don't think they ever got caught with anything, so that worked out. But
yeah,
you know, most of the time they were pretty zonked.
Yeah.
You know, they got through life, I guess. They're still alive, as far as I know.
Yeah.
I only know a few dozen people who killed themselves. So.
Well, why don't you go to your reunion this year and you'll talk to them and ask them what they've come up with next?
Yeah, no kidding. Speaking of that, we got a WIDB reunion coming up next year. I don't know if I sent you an email, so you can check that out for college.
Now, why the hell do you get those things and I don't?
Well, apparently I'm much more well-liked than you are.
God damn it, man. I'm like the bastard child of everybody, man.
They're like, well, Bob can afford a car where Miles is bumming him off everybody.
So. I know, man. I know. I'll go to church garage sales. Hey, excuse me.
You got a car I can bum off of you?
Whatever.
Whatever works.
Whatever.